Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Before I was ordained a deacon, my father and I, we started a podcast, which is in Slovak. And it's called the M&M Show. Not M&M's, M&M. The show came about because growing up, my parents and I, we always talked about spiritual laws and perhaps how to achieve them behind the kitchen table. And because of that, we decided to record our reflection and share them with the world. Quite a daring task to do, but it's worth it. But we wanted, with this podcast, some structure. So we chose a saint who would guide us and also teach us more spiritual laws on our way. So we picked a saint, and this saint's name is Saint Theophan de Reclus. Beautiful saint who does not mess around because he cuts straight to the point. So last Wednesday, we restarted our podcast after 2 years. I am to blame because I was ordained, moved away. Our conversation ceased behind the kitchen table. And while we were reading the first paragraph, the Saint Theophan's first paragraph, he immediately gave a rule for life. The young, and he is corresponding with the young lady who she is his spiritual daughter. Saint Theophan writes her, "First of all, do not ever think that you have already succeeded in doing something. Our weakness is that when some tiny goodness shows itself inside of us, we immediately cried out, 'There, I've done it. Mission accomplished.'" Saint Theophan is teaching this young lady not to become satisfied that she has accomplished her spiritual task, but that she should keep growing deeper and expecting more, pushing herself to the limit, and when she gets used to that limit, push even further. I know it sounds a little insane, and maybe we think that we cannot adopt this rule, but yet we already use this rule within our life. Each one of us has a certain skill that we like to perfect. It does not matter what it is, but the matter is the attitude toward a certain skill. If we like doing what we do, then we want to be the best at that skill. And not just that, we go and we research and we ask other people who are in this field to become even better, more knowledgeable. Each of us has a different skill, but when it comes to our spiritual life, our goal is salvation, and each one of us is on a different path. Not one Christian has the same path, because each Christian has different struggles, different passions that they have to go through in order to purify themselves, that they have to fight. All of this reminds me of an Olympic weightlifter. When they train, do we really think that they train for a second place or third? No, they train to be the number one, the strongest. They go to the gym, they eat right, they push their limits until those limits become something they are used to. And then what happens? They add more weight. And sometimes even 5 pounds can make a difference whether they can lift the weight or not. But that's their next goal, next challenge, to lift that weight. And they'll do whatever they need to in order to lift it, to become number one. It is the same thing with us Christians. Maybe we are not going to get a gold medal, but we will earn paradise. And if our prayer rule or fasting, which are two spiritual laws for life, were the same or are the same for 5-10 years ago, then we should ask ourselves, have we produced any good fruit if we have not moved forward in our spiritual life? Or did we stay on some kind of level and we are kind of stuck there because we are satisfied? This is good enough. St. Theophilus says that when we have the thought of satisfaction, we should immediately drive that thought out of our mind. Because if we yield to the suggestion, our energy will immediately weaken, and eventually we will stop and become satisfied with barely basics. I was listening to one lecture where the priest shared a thought about churches nowadays. And during our podcast, I pointed out to my father this priest's thoughts. And I'll share with you his couple of thoughts. He said, look at all of our cathedral-like churches, which can hold 300 to 500 people at once. Why are our churches not overflowing? Why are they almost empty? The generation who had strong desire for salvation and a great spiritual life built these churches. But the generation afterwards became more and more lax with their life, with their spiritual life. And the priest continues, Sunday of obligation is becoming more of a Sunday if I can, if it fits into my plans. The same thing with the feast days. Actually, it's actually even worse. Confessions, very little confessions. This priest, when he was talking in his talk, he was just trying to show that our laziness corresponds not just to the life of the church, but ultimately touches us on a personal level. When we try to deepen our ascetical, spiritual life, and we pray at home more and more each year, each month, then what happens is that we also yearn for more. And we don't allow ourselves to skip services and other things that would help us on our way to paradise. How our church is the direct response to how we live our life. If we live a life for Christ, Christian life, then church is growing, has more services, has more life. If not, the church is dead. What a true statement from this priest. He's a priest for over a few decades. So how should we guard ourselves from the satisfactory thoughts that St. Theophilus is warning us about, so that we don't fall under these evil thoughts each day? St. Theophilus says, forgive me, so that you don't fall under this evil thought each day when you get up, put yourself in such a frame of mind as if you were beginning to labor on this path to salvation for the first time. It is very wise advice that St. Theophilus gives us, because it keeps us in check every single day. In a way, we have to break ourselves each morning, break our ego, our pride, our self-love, in order to grow deeper in faith. If we moved our clocks to get up even just 15 or half an hour sooner, we would experience this huge pain that our body wants to stay in bed, but yet we want to get up, but yet we are unable. And that's what we have to fight, even though it's not really connected with spiritual life, but we get up sooner, we pray more. So I guess it is. The worst thing we can do for ourselves is to become satisfied where we are. The past generations did that. They were satisfied and we are here. Let us learn from Saint Theophan. Let us let his words be our encouragement for the rest of our lives. Let us start each and every single day with this stubborn thought. Today, I will conquer myself. Today is the day I will take paradise by force. It is an everyday fight. Some saints who were gifted this experience of getting a hint of paradise here on earth, they say that through our suffering, through our struggle, we will never want to go back to our previous life. Because if we have just that little taste of paradise, we will want to return it back and back, again and again, until our last death. Glory to Jesus Christ.